Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Starline by a chef, cookbook author, recipe developer, culinary influencer, and mom of three. Host of Instant Italian on FYI, we welcome Chef Anna Frischese-Gass.
Hey, hey. I'm very, very impressed with that pronunciation all the way down in Texas. We threw a lot of vowels at you.
It happens. Anna, let's go beyond the mic. Instant Italian has all the Italian favorites, but making them quick and easy for today's home cooks. Why did you leave the corporate sales world and decide to roll at the French Culinary Institute?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm your classic career changer. I went to college, wanted to be, you know, a business person, make a lot of money, live in Manhattan. And I kind of followed that route. But what I realized after, you know, almost 10 years, was that I just wasn't happy. It was kind of like, you know, when you're trying to fit, what do they say, round peg, square hole, whatever, however that phrase goes. It wasn't for me, but I was just kind of doing it, going through the motions, collecting the paycheck. And I just got to a point after my second daughter was born that I wasn't happy. And I said to my husband, look, the girls are little, this isn't going to be easy, but I want to make this career change. So I did. I quit my job. I enrolled in the French Culinary Institute, the night program, so I could be with the girls during the day, go at night. It was 9 very hard months, but amazing. Like the best, like literally the best time of my life, even though it was hectic. And it really just proved to me that doing what you love is kind of the key to being happy.
From all recipes shown on Instant Italian, what's the one you love the most?
From Instant Italian? Ah, that's a hard question. So we did 12 episodes, and each episode has at least maybe 2 to 3 recipes. I would say if I had to pick just the most fun, and I think that is something that everybody will try, it's the affogato mug cake. Everyone loves a mug cake. They're super easy to make. Mine has a little bit of Nutella mixed in. And then just to kind of make it affogato, which if you know what an affogato is, it's just Italian gelato with espresso on top. Take the mug cake out of the oven, put the gelato, rain some espresso on top, hot espresso, so that the ice cream and the espresso almost becomes like a frosting to that cake that seeps down into the cake. The cake becomes all mushy and delicious, and the Nutella. It's kind of heaven in a mug. So yeah, you got to make that one. Yeah.
You say, quote, cooking doesn't have to be complicated, unquote. What's the one mistake home chefs make that you wish you could eliminate forever?
I think they get too much in their head, and then they just avoid the kitchen in general. I have three kids, right? And I wanted them all to cook. So make yourself sufficient. You don't have to go to mom every time you're hungry. So I started with a grilled cheese. And people are like, why would you start a grilled cheese? You learn a ton of cooking lessons with a grilled cheese. You learn about not turning the heat up too high, right? Because then you'll burn the outside of that grilled cheese and the cheese won't be melted. So you learn about, you know, getting your butter perfect, making sure you have a good bread to cheese ratio. There's a lot of lessons there, but anybody can make a grilled cheese. Well, maybe not my dog, but everyone can make a grilled cheese. So I think if you just get out of your head and go into the kitchen and say, all right, what do I want to eat and how can I make that happen? I think anyone can cook.
Anna Frischese-Gass from Instant Italian joined us beyond the mic for the Rocky Nate. Anna, all this is 8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There's no pressure. Favorite Italian snack?
Cannoli.
Best place to eat in New Canaan?
Oh, that's a hard one. Elm Restaurant.
Last cookbook you read?
My own. I was looking for a recipe.
Sometimes you have to do it. How about the one thing your kids want you to cook them when they are puny and sick?
Oh, another great question. Pastina. It's an Italian brothy soup with little pasta in it.
Which Italian ingredient can you not live without?
Tomatoes.
How about the best Italian grocery store buy?
The imported Italian cookies.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do breakfast for dinner?
I have done a breakfast for dinner, yes.
Hobby that you do that isn't cooking related?
I love to work out.
Let's sneak in a couple more with Anna Frischese-Gass on the mic. Why did visiting family in Calabria change you?
So I was born in Calabria. I came to the United States when I was very young, 1 year old. And going back not only connected me to family, you know, obviously visiting and just being in love with my family, but also just, I think it's important to know where you come from.
Why should people watch Instant Italian?
I'm really fun to watch. The recipes are really simple. And I think when you're done watching my show, you're going to jump off the couch and go cook something.
So who inspired you to cook?
My mom and my grandmother.
Which brings up one big question with Anna Frechette and Goss Beyond the Mic. What did you call your grandmother, and what recipe of hers are you still trying to perfect?
Called her Nonna. That's the Italian word for grandmother. I don't know if there's anything I'm necessarily trying to perfect at this point, but I guess she used to make this dish with zucchini flowers. And no matter what I do, they never taste like when she made them. I don't know that I'll ever be able to perfect it, though. I think there's something about the person making it for you and the love that you kind of taste in the dish.
Anna, why do you love cooking so much?
I think because it's a way to show people that you love them. It's definitely my love language. If I care for you, if I love you, I'm going to cook for you, I'm going to bake for you, and I'm going to make sure that you enjoyed it and that, you know, you feel great after.
So since you cook, what is your husband in charge of around the house?
The cleanup.
She loves snacking on cannoli, makes her kids pastini when they are sick, and wants you to watch Instant Italian on FYI. Chef Anna Frechette-Goss, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you so much. This was great, Sean.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.